Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, June 18th, 2020. Following the recent outbreak of the coronavirus in Neukölln, the number of infected people there has now risen to 70, as reported by the district mayor, Martin Hickel, yesterday morning. He added that those infected are spread over numerous households. Most of them are doing well and have only mild symptoms of COVID-19. Currently, a total of 369 households in several apartment blocks are under quarantine. According to Hickel, since corona discipline is generally decreasing among the population, it's more difficult in the current situation to make it clear to the people affected in Neukölln, adding, quote, "The virus is still there, and you have to comply with the quarantine in order to protect your fellow man," and added, quote, "No one has yet emerged who is structurally resisting the quarantine measures. If you talk to people, they will understand." The district's medical officer, Patrick Larscheid, remarked on RBB Inforadio that there are family connections between the victims in Neukölln and Reinickendorf. However, he said he did not expect the outbreak in Neukölln to spread further, considering the probability, quote, "not particularly great." He explained that the cases of infection are limited to a relatively closed group that has common characteristics, stating, quote, "These are very poor people, most of whom are not well educated, who are very familiar to us at the health office, but whom we have difficulty reaching, and who live in a certain isolation from others." Per RBB reporting, the coronavirus makes it difficult for disadvantaged people in particular to cope with such a situation. With regard to the app published on Tuesday, Larscheid said that it should be seen as a, quote, "toy for the digital upper class." Therefore, poorer and disadvantaged people could be less protected against infections, adding, quote, "This is not only a problem in Berlin, but also throughout Germany." Berlin's Mayor Mueller commented positively on the actions of those responsible in Neukölln, stating the case was a successful example for the German corona test strategy, which provides for targeted and repeated testing in sensitive areas rather than across the board, which, according to Mueller, worked well in Neukölln. Tests on school children in the district had shown that there could be a problem in households there. The public health department reacted and declared the quarantine. Further tests are now being conducted in the families to determine how many people are affected and need to be isolated and where the all clear can be given. The inhabitants of the 369 households at seven different locations in Neukölln are not allowed to leave their homes for 14 days, and the district did not specify how many people are affected by the measure, only that there are 1 to 10 residents per household, so that several hundred to several thousand could be affected. Although there are also children among the infected, the district initially decided against closing schools. According to Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel, the Senate passed an admission decree on Tuesday. 300 particularly vulnerable persons are to be received in Berlin from overcrowded refugee camps on the Greek islands. The focus is on unaccompanied minors, pregnant women, single mothers and fathers with underage children, and those over 60 years of age who belong to the COVID-19 high-risk group. The admission regulation passed on Tuesday states that Berlin would organize the reception of the displaced persons and bear the costs, not the federal government. However, the Red-Red-Green coalition still needs the consent of the Federal Ministry of the Interior. Minister Horst Seehofer already rejected Berlin's request for admission 3 different times, and now a 4th attempt is being made. If the CSU politician again rejects the proposal, Berlin will not be able to accept refugees. Geisel appealed for approval, stating, quote, "We must also live European values. People we can help, we must help." Calling the overcrowded situation in the Greek camps on the island of Lesbos catastrophic. Geisel added that because of the danger of corona, it's important to prevent the humanitarian disaster from turning into a health disaster. As part of a federal program, Berlin has already taken in 8 children from one of the camps. Nationwide, 47 unaccompanied minors had been brought from Greece to Germany in mid-April. Geisel criticized the program as too small and too slow. Criticism of the Berlin Initiative comes from the opposition. The CDU said that singular actions by individual federal states were no solution, and that Germany has to take in minors from the camps together with the other EU partners. Berlin police told the German press agency that in just under 3 months of corona restrictions, they've detected and imposed fines for almost 5,000 violations. From March 14th to June 11th, 4,813 offenses were discovered. The number breaks down into 1,690 criminal charges under the Infection Protection Act, which may involve prohibited openings of shops, restaurants, pubs or snack bars, or larger unauthorized events and parties. In addition, there were 3,123 administrative offenses, for example, not abiding by the 1.5-meter distancing rule. The police controlled 17,311 people and checked 2,783 shops, 925 of which had to be closed. The Corona Rules relaxation in Berlin also includes the open-air swimming pools of the Berliner Bädebetriebe, or BBB. Starting yesterday, swimming areas will welcome considerably more visitors. According to the BBB, the visitor quotas for admission ticket time slots will be gradually increased in the online shop. Dr. Johannes Kleinsorg, chairman of the board of the BBB, thanked all customers, stating, quote, "Since the opening of the pools on May 25th, almost everyone has accepted the new rules. This makes us optimistic that it will work out even with a higher number of visitors. The Strandbad Wannsee will admit almost twice as many visitors as before, and children up to 5 years of age can again visit the outdoor pools free of charge if accompanied by an adult. To do so, customers must book an adult ticket, after which they can add up to 2 children's tickets. The playgrounds in the outdoor pools will also be opened, and the smaller wading pools will follow gradually. That said, the BBB points out that the rules remain unchanged. That means tickets can only be purchased online for certain time slots, and when buying the ticket, one's name, address, and telephone number must be given, including the names of the accompanying children, and then the data is automatically deleted after 28 days. For an overview of the open outdoor pools in Berlin, please follow the link in our show notes. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.